Speaking in Fairbanks last week, Governor Bill Walker said he's heard from many people concerned about Denali wolves, noting a 2017 Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly resolution in support of protecting the popularly viewed animals.
Some of it is tied to the tourism opportunity. So when I look at our resources, I have to look at it sort of on a balanced approach.
This is the right decision.
Anchorage biologist and wildlife advocate Rick Steiner petitioned the state for the emergency wolf harvest closure.
It's really kind of a recognition of the exceptional value of Denali wildlife to the state's tourism industry, if nothing else.
A state news release announcing the emergency closure says preliminary data indicates up to 8 wolves may have been taken this season in the Stampede area, where the 5-year average is 4. This year's total won't be known until harvest reports come in later this spring. Denali National Park Science and Resources team leader Dave Schierkauer says the known dead collared animals belong to 2 park wolf groups.
One, the alpha male from the Riley Creek pack taken in the Stampede corridor, and 2 members of the Combe pack taken in a similar area.
Schierkauer says the park collars about 2 animals per pack, and he suspects additional non-collared park-based wolves have also been killed.
For every collared wolf that's harvested, there may be a couple or more uncollared wolves that are harvested.
Schierkauer agrees with state biologists that the Denali area wolf situation is not a biological emergency.
But we really like to preserve the opportunity for park visitors to view wolves, and these are the wolves that are more commonly seen along the park road.
Hunters brought you all the national parks, and they've kind of been usurped and bastardized by protectionists, and it's unfortunate.
Denali area trapper and hunting guide Coke Wallace laments closure of the state land near his home to wolf harvest as unnecessary, pointing to the species' dynamic nature.
The wolf population is it's not static. You know, a wolf could show up here from the Brooks Range or from the Yukon Territory and take over and make his own pack.
Wolves are known to range far, and a collared Denali wolf was trapped this season near Delta Junction. The acreage along Denali's northeastern perimeter has been battled over for decades and was part of no-kill buffer zones created, adjusted, and finally in 2010 eliminated by the Alaska Board of Game. Because the Game Board has refused requests to reestablish a wolf protection zone, and a buffer bill has stalled in the Alaska Senate, Steiner is pushing the governor to take independent action.
Administratively establish a wildlife conservation buffer northeast of Denali for all predator species that people really want to see in the park in the summertime.
This spring's temporary closure buys Steiner and other wolf advocates more time to negotiate a permanent solution. The wolf hunting closure takes effect April 2nd, and the trapping closure begins April 9th. They run through the end of seasons originally set to terminate on the 15th and 30th, respectively. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.